In Iraq, another deadline has come and gone without agreement on a draft constitution. After a day of conflicting reports about a deal, the Speaker of Iraq's National Assembly announced shortly before midnight in Baghdad that negotiators need just a little more time. We're joined from Baghdad by NPR's Philip Reeves. And Philip, how much more time have the negotiators been given?
Well, the Speaker for the Parliament, Hassani, has been talking in terms of one more day. He said tonight that they'd been meeting for 3 days, and they found that the time was late, and so they needed another day in order, in his words, to reach results that please everyone. It's not clear how firm that one day is going to be as a deadline. One of the issues clearly in play here is to keep the Sunni Arabs on board. They do want to try and achieve an agreement in which the Sunni Arabs find it acceptable. Their principal worry is that they will vote against the constitution in October, exercising a veto, which they have if three provinces in Iraq vote by more than a two-thirds majority, or by a two-thirds majority against it. An even worse scenario would be if the Sunni Arabs in large numbers go out and vote against the constitution but still don't get the numbers and walk away convinced that democracy has failed them. So this is something that they are trying to get right, although the Shia, who are the largest group in parliament, seem to want to push this constitution through as is and are ready to do so without Sunni Arab support.
Well, what are the sticking points that they hope they'll get resolved in this one more day?
Well, it's the now familiar issue of the terms under which Iraq will be a federation. Sunni Arabs ideally would like this issue deferred until after the next elections, when there will be a new parliament in which they hope to have more say. Their worry is less to do with the Kurds. They've accepted that the Kurds will be autonomous, as they have been since 91. They're worried about a super state being created in the Shiite south, which would give the Shia the lion's share of the oil revenues down there. But there's also another issue of the Ba'ath Party. The Sunni Arabs seem to be seeking some sort of explicit assurance that former Ba'athists who committed no crimes are not going to be subjected to discrimination, not, for example, barred from holding certain government posts. And the third sticking point seems to be over the distribution of powers between the president and the presidency council and the prime minister. It seems the Sunnis favour a strong central government, but also, and it's part of that, a strong prime minister.
Now, at the same time these talks on the constitution have been going on, there's also been new fighting between rival Shiite factions. Can you bring us up to date on that?
Yes, there's been clashes in several southern Shiite cities and also in Baghdad between two rival Shiite militias. The timing of this will have caused great concern to those involved in the negotiations and also, obviously, to U.S. officials. The militias are the Mehdi Army of Muqtada al-Sadr and the Badr Brigades of the Shiite political party Skiri. But also there's been, that has this evening, by the way, seemed to have died down. Muqtada al-Sadr appeared on television today and appealed for calm. But there's other equally alarming violence going on. 36 bodies were found today south of Baghdad. The police say that they were shot in the head and handcuffed. They were all young men. And yesterday in Baghdad, there were running battles on the streets between insurgents and the police. 13 police and 27 civilians were killed in multiple attacks. And it emerged today that, according to the U.S. military, these started when the insurgents blew up some civilians in a house, killing five of them, and then they followed that up with three car bombs.
NPR's Philip Reeves in Baghdad. Philip, thanks very much.
You're welcome.